Isaiah chapter 40. And so tonight we are going to be talking about the Word of God.
Amen.
According to the Guinness World Book of Records, God's Word, many people call it the Bible, is the most published book of all time. They say that there's somewhere between 5 and 7 billion copies that have been sold. They don't really know that for sure. There's probably more. But there's probably a whole lot more than that that have, or maybe not more than that, but there's been a whole lot that have been donated. There are many ministries throughout the world today, the Gideons being one of them,
yes, sir,
that donate millions of Bibles a year,
that's right,
to different countries. Chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 40. More people have attempted to destroy the Bible than any other book, including kings, countries, even false religions.
Yes.
And yet it is still the most sold, the most donated, the most read book of all time. Why is that? In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 is where we find that answer. The Bible says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever."
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for the power that it has and that it gives to us. Thank you for the direction, the wisdom, the peace that we receive from your word.
Yes,
Lord, I pray that you would help me tonight to relay your message to your people just like you want me to. Lord, I pray that you would help us to gain a deeper love for your word than what we have. And I thank you for it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
How important is God's word to you? God created the entire universe with his word. With his word, he spoke it into existence.
That's right.
He said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Amen.
The most important goal of the scribes and the Pharisees was to catch Jesus in his words. Mm-hmm. Epic fail with that.
Yes.
Jesus healed people with his word. Jeremiah chapter 20, if you would turn there. Jeremiah chapter 20, we're going to actually look at several different verses tonight. Verse 9, "Then I said," this is Jeremiah speaking, "I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." Remember, Jeremiah suffered greatly because of the hatred of Israel, who he was commanded to prophesy to.
Mm-hmm.
He was thrown in the dungeon. He was imprisoned many times, hated. And it kind of wore him down. And this is where we find him when he says this statement, right?
Yes.
He said, "I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing and could not stay." In other words, I couldn't keep it in. It was like a burning hot fire inside of me that had to get out. Is it like that with you?
Praise you, Lord.
or do other things or people seem to take precedence over God's Word in your life? How important is God's Word to God? In Exodus, we're commanded not to take God's name in vain. Mm-hmm. His name is holy as He is holy.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Yes.
In Philippians 2, verse 9, the Bible teaches that God gave Jesus a name that is above every name.
Yeah.
Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. God's name is highly important. However, in Psalms 138, verse 2, the Bible tells us that God has magnified His Word above His name. So apparently God's Word is highly important to Him. And it ought to be to us. Turn to John chapter 1 if you would. John chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And if your Bible says "was a God," you need a different Bible.
Amen.
You need a King James Version Bible. This is important, because if the Word was a God, that takes a whole new meaning.
Right.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Look at verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. Who was that?
That's Jesus.
That was Jesus. And dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Jesus' other name is the Word. He is the Word. I'm not saying that when you pick up this book that you're picking up Jesus. Not saying that at all. This is just paper and paint and lettering. That's all this is. But it contains the Word of God.
Amen.
And we ought to respect it.
Yes,
we
sir.
Ought to treat it as though it's the most important thing to us.
That is so true.
It's more important to God than His name. Hebrews, turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 12 says this, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart."
Amen.
God's Word is living, powerful, and able to pierce our hard, cold hearts and convict us of our sin.
Thank you, Jesus.
It gives us wisdom, answers, direction, prudence, peace, knowledge, and the list goes on and on.
Yes, amen.
What kind of priority do you place on God's Word and the time that you spend in it? If you read through the book of Psalms, you'll find that King David, the man after God's own heart, made it a high priority. He said he'd rather have it than food.
That's right.
Amen.
My brother made a commitment when we were teenagers, right after he got saved. He said, I'm not gonna go a day in my life where that I don't read my Bible. And I'm not gonna eat before I read my Bible. So I asked him not too many years back how he's going with that commitment. He says, well, I've kept it, but I've gone hungry for breakfast a few times. Amen. Is it more important to you than food? Amen. I'm not saying you need to make that commitment, but I'm not saying you don't.
Amen.
So what kind of priority do you place on God's Word and the time that you spend in it? Is it one of those things that you skip on your morning checklist when you're running behind? Oh, I'll just take care of that later. I'll listen to it on audio while driving. That's not undivided attention.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I get all kinds of things grabbing my attention when I'm driving down the road.
Right.
Quite honestly, sometimes I can't even stay in the spirit. I get in the flesh when I'm driving down the road. So it's hard for me to really get a hold of something out of God's Word when I'm driving. I've tried it. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's a good thing. We ought to be doing that. But we ought to be making time for God and His Word every day. Not just reading it, but studying.
Yes, sir.
If somebody asks you, is it important to read the Bible? Or why should we? Where in the Bible does it say we're supposed to do that anyway? Most of the time, you're going to try and convince this person to go to the verse in the Bible that says, study to show thyself approved unto God. But in this verse, it doesn't say in there anywhere that you're supposed to read it. It does say we're supposed to study it.
Yeah.
Amen.
So for us to sit down for 3 minutes or 5 minutes and breeze through this chapter and then slam it shut and get up and run out the door and feel that we have done as God has commanded, we haven't. That's not what God commanded us to do. He said to study it. He also said to meditate on His Word.
Yes, sir.
I have to confess to you that days go by sometimes that I don't meditate on God's Word. He also said to hide His Word in our heart. That means to memorize it.
Yeah.
When was the last time you memorized a scripture verse? Brother Bruce, I have a terrible memory. I can't memorize things anymore. We can.
Yeah.
We can.
We certainly.
If there's anybody in here that with a poor memory, it's me. I'd forget to do a lot of things if it wasn't for my wife, who has an excellent memory. And I can memorize verses.
Praise the Lord.
You can too. It's not a thing of we can't. It's a thing of it's just not that important. Sadly. These devotionals that you get daily on your phone, that doesn't quite cut it.
Yeah.
That's not studying God's Word. No. All that is a nugget. You need a plate full of food.
Amen.
That's right.
If God's Word is our spiritual food, and it is, most Christians are starving to death.
That's true, Brother Bruce.
We are anemic.
Yeah.
We can't hardly survive off of 3 meals a day with snacks in between, yet we nibble on God's Word for a very short period of time and expect that to keep us vibrant spiritually. How does that work?
It doesn't.
David said in Psalms 119 and verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." You may have heard this statement before. It's actually pretty common. "This book will keep you from sin." Or, "Sin will keep you from this book." How many of you have heard that statement before? How many of you have it written in your Bible? Some people have written it in their Bible to help them remember that. The greatest enemy of God's Word is sin.
Mm.
Our sin.
Yeah.
The reason you and I are drawn away from God's Word is because of our sin. I'm talking about those times when you don't just feel like reading it. There's sin. There. When we avoid it, it's because there's sin. There. Sin makes it uncomfortable to open God's Word. God's Word makes it uncomfortable to sin.
Amen.
Not easy. Do you read God's Word daily?
Amen.
Do you study it?
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
Do you view God's Word as your greatest possession?
Amen.
Do you memorize God's Word? I challenge you tonight to memorize one verse this week. Just one. And don't pick John 11:35. Do you meditate on God's Word?
Amen.
I want to challenge you not only to memorize a verse, but also to study His Word daily, set aside special time for Bible study. Don't let anything come before it. I also challenge you to meditate on God's Word daily. If you're not in the habit of that, then it may require you writing a note. And put tape on that note and sticking it on the mirror or on the refrigerator or on the dash of your car. Set a reminder on your phone. Whatever you do to remember things, do that.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you to do something else. When you study your Bible, we study our Bible so that God can show us something. Okay? We don't study our Bible so that we can use it as a club on someone else. We study our Bibles because it's a mirror.
Amen.
To show us what God sees in us that we don't.
Amen.
So that we can change. So that we can repent.
Yes.
So when He does show that to you, write it down. Then share it with somebody that day. Just one person. If you want to share it with more people, then that's fine. But share it with somebody.
Yes.
Why is that important? It's important because when we're thinking about God's Word, we can't have a more pure mindset than that.
Amen.
When we study God's Word, when we read God's Word, when we meditate on His Word, memorize His Word, what we're doing is we are saturating our minds with something that will clean our minds better than anything else.
Amen.
Something that will align us where we need to be better than anything else.
Yes.
You'll never regret the time that you spend in God's Word.
Amen.
But you will regret it if you don't.
True.
One other challenge. If you're going to make the commitment to meditate on God's Word and memorize one scripture verse, at least one, maybe more if you like, but at least one this week, then tell somebody that you've made the commitment. That's important because they might help hold you accountable. Just the simple fact that you know that they know that you said you were going to do it ought to put a fire under you to do it. How important is God's Word to you? It's more important to God than His own name. Of which He said in one of the Ten Commandments to never take His name in vain.
Right.
It's pretty important. It's not that important to us, apparently. Or we would be treating it a whole lot differently than we do. So I challenge you to make those commitments. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word. Lord, we need Your Word. I thank You for giving it to us. Thank You for helping us to understand what You want us to understand and when You want us to understand it. Lord, I pray that You would help all of us to put Your Word on a higher level of importance than what we do. Lord, help us to meditate on Your Word, to study Your Word, to memorize Your Word.
Yes, Lord.
I thank You for that, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 493.